What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. All right, and welcome back. This is another episode of What is TWS Podcast. As usual, I am J.Dot Flan. To my right, I'm doing my Joe Budden spick right here. Like, to my right is my brother, Rich Nerd. And to my left, we have a special guest. I'm going to give him like the whole Steve Harvey treatment. Yeah, like this was one of the...
Exciting.
So when I moved here to Texas, when I made the grand leap from the East Coast to this this weird Texas town. I moved here, didn't know anybody. All my friends were really my wife's friends that like adopted me, you know, for some reason. But this gentleman was one of the few who went out of their way to like, you know, to try to befriend me and to try to, you know, show me Austin and be a brother to me. So I really look at this guy as one of my closest Austin friends. He's also from the East Coast, so it helped out a little. So we got like it's three East Coast dudes in Austin recording the podcast right now.
I feel like it's a big lead up to a big letdown.
And he makes a hell of a brisket.
Damn, sure does. I was actually going to mention that because I was going to say, Steven is one of those guys.
We're talking about Steven.
Yeah, Steven.
Steven, our guest.
It's a very, very humbling, very humbled, very inviting, very loving and friendly guy. Who's opened his home up to my fiance and I on more than one occasion. So we definitely thank you for that. And we've gotten to know you and the family. And like my co-host Flan said, he makes a hell of a fucking brisket.
Hell of a brisket.
Like and that ribs, brisket. Ribs and too, I was about ribs. To say, those ribs, forget about it. I've been consistently trying to up my barbecue game since going to your house those few times.
Because he also does a mean tomato sauce.
Haven't had the tomato sauce.
Yeah. Pasta sauce.
I haven't tried his coffee yet, but I hear it's. I'm just kidding.
Also, if you want to get a good, if you want to get a good game of cards going,
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, this your guy.
Okay. Well, thank
I actually
you, gentlemen.
Bought it and just have never used it. It's up there, it's still in the plastic.
I see him. Okay. All right. Nice.
It says something about like the Mark of the Beast on the.
Maybe you should do a podcast on that game.
You should have play that game think on about an episode.
That. Man,
that would be.
You know,
fun.
We should break out for this episode. Black Car Revolt. We should do it. But all right,
so that was the other thing. Not for nothing. If you just met, like, listening to this radio show, excuse me, drop a comment at the end. Let us know if you can figure out what Steven's nationality is. Let's see if you can tell. Is he African-American? Is he Caucasian? Is he Indian? Muslim? Italian? Like, let's see if you can
get down
figure
to,
it
you
out.
You got to get down to the country. You got to give me the two countries.
Just don't tag me in this post because then they're gonna look at me and easily figure that out.
But listening to your voice, knowing your demeanor, spending time with you, I don't want to say that you're very ambiguous.
Excuse me.
That's what I'm saying because it's the wrong word. You're the type of person like you're genuine. You know what I mean? And it's you can tell that you came from a place where like it was a melting pot.
Yes.
So. You embody, I guess, cultural diversity is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. When I think of the place that I know Steven to be from, I don't think of it. Is can I say Connecticut?
Waspy? It's Waspy.
Is it a melting pot up there? Or?
There's a big pot of meltingness going on, absolutely. Yeah,
but it's more like cheese, like not...
By the end of this episode, I feel like the audience is going to agree.
It's diverse, and it's also not very diverse at the same time, if that makes any sense at all. All
right, so enough man love. Let me...
One thing I'm not is bi-curious. I'm going to put that out there. I have no issue with it, though.
Clearly. Thank you for making that awkward.
Yes. Hey, you chose this. You chose me today.
All right, so I got a shout-out, as usual... friends of the show, ttcharities.org. I know they just finished a suit drive that was a big success from what I can see.
Definitely.
If you have time, please check out the website, ttcharities.org. Support them in anything that they're doing. I know Tavares always has great programs going on. The situation in Flint, Michigan is still ongoing, and anything you could do to help the people out there, Would be awesome. So go to the website, donate clothes, money, food, books, toys, whatever it is they're looking for at the time. If it's nothing more than a repost or a retweet, every little bit helps.
Definitely. Every bit
TTCharities.org. Mm-hmm. Rena's Cakeys is a local bakery. They specialize in something called a cakey, which is a cake with the shape and size of a cookie.
Yeah, it's a cake-like cookie. Cake-like they have the cookie. Texture of a cake and the shape and size of a cookie. And basically a top of different flavored icings.
Different flavored icings. I got to get the lemon lime ones in here.
The lemon lime were good.
Yeah.
I think it was a strawberry. The strawberry was good, too.
Yeah, I got to get those so I can... that needs to be part of like the swag bag that I give out. Sorry.
Are those as good as sweaty balls? Do you guys know what sweaty balls are?
Once again. Like Steven ramps up the awkward factor like every time.
Is it a real dessert?
This reminds me of the SNL episode of NPR. Right. Have you seen that before?
I've seen that. And he leans in every time he says
Peach
it.
Peach sweaty. Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
Anyway, okay, I'll sit back.
Suck on my chocolate salty ball.
There you go, chef.
All right, shout out to...
Rena's Cakeys. That's... Yeah. Rinas Cakeys. I'm not spelling that for you. You should be able to.
You know how to spell cake, goddammit.
Then we got What's the Issue blog. I'll let you do that.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Janae. She started a new blog called the What's the Issue blog. Basically, she started this blog to increase communications within her neighborhoods and tackle the issues plaguing not just persons of color, but all walks of life in our communities as a whole. Added bonus, it's written from the POV of the millennial. As we all know,
your favorite.
I rag on millennials nonstop because why not? But yeah, it's written from the POV from a millennial. So I was glad to see someone stepping up and trying to, you know, open up those lines of communication and, you know, trying to make a difference within their community. So check it out. It should be a good read. And I do see big things on the horizon. It's called the What is the Issue blog. You can find it at whattheissueweb.wordpress.com.
And then another big friend of the show, big supporter, celebrityhaircorp.com. Let me let me get the voice ready.
Me.
Ladies, enhance your own natural beauty with the Celebrity Hair Corp human hair extensions and let us make you look like the star you are. Pay no tax and free shipping on all orders. You can't beat that. Get your bundles, no tax, free shipping. That's celebrityhaircorp.com. And then, you know, our parent company.
Yeah, shout out to What is TWS Podcast and TWS Multimedia LLC for supporting us. There's always new merch going on in the web store. Check it out at whatistws.com/goods. You know, get your t-shirts, your mugs, anything your heart desires, hats, everything. It's in there.
And just know that if you have a
socks,
birthday.
Are there socks?
We have socks.
Okay.
Yeah, socks, okay. Actually. Yeah.
I could use some socks.
Yeah. Pillows as well. Pillows for your sweaty balls. But
okay.
Sweaty ball pillows?
Sweaty ball pillows. I think we should go with it.
Those would come in handy on a nice summer's night.
But I did. There is actually a new shirt design in there designed by my nephew.
Fuck it, though.
Senryon, the Fuck It Dough shirt. I actually wore it yesterday. It's a great way to be offensive around children, and they have no idea that you're being offensive. It's a conversation starter. I think everybody that bumped into me asked me about the shirt.
I'm going to say I completely botched it.
It's okay.
Fuck-kid dough?
Fuck it dough.
All right, but I didn't put it together.
You didn't put it together.
I said it about 30 times and I still didn't understand it.
So it's dough. Like,
can you tell my nationality now?
If people were like, dough? Like, you kind of...
Dough!
I tried to, like, say it with an Ebonic kind of thing going to see if you can get it.
Yeah, say it quick. Fuck it dough.
Fuck it dough.
That's what did it.
Fuck it though. Yeah, if you want to go someplace and have people ask you all night about your shirt, fuck it though. Like, rock the fuck it though shirt.
It's shout out, whatistws.com/goods. Go pick up a shirt.
All right. So we got the business out the way. Let's do rants.
Yeah, let's go into these rants. What do you got?
What really grinds your gears?
So this is the section of the show that we take to really, like, get the evil out.
Right.
Just rant about anything and everything. Right. What pissed you off this week? What's in the top of your brain?
Do
you want to say to the world? So, Flan, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Yeah, I'll follow your lead. You guys go, and then maybe I'll jump in with some fire.
I really don't feel like anything bad happened to me this week. You know what? Going to that housewarming yesterday, I had never been to, like, a Puerto Rican party before.
So really? Was it real Puerto Rican?
It was pretty Puerto Rican.
Because I've been a few Puerto Rican parties.
There's a whole parade in New York City dedicated to that. Yeah, you should check that out one day.
Well, we all know how I feel about New York City. But, yeah, I had not been to a Puerto Rican party before. There was a lot going on.
A lot,
was, you know, it was like cake being smashed in people's faces. And things. It was an interesting, interesting get-together. But something my wife does, and she'll hear this and get mad at me. But when we go to parties and we go to, like, large gatherings, she goes into, like, social butterfly mode. If you ask her, if you ask her, she's very, like, low-key and shy and stuff. But I don't think Steven would characterize her.
She is a butterfly. Yeah. She is fresh out the cocoon, flapping around. But that's why we love Tammy.
Yeah.
That's it.
But while she's in, like, social butterfly mode, like, I have to go into full-on, like, panic dad mode. Because Elise is everywhere at the same time. She's grabbing people's cups. She's, you know, smacking food out of folks' hands. She's everywhere. And my wife is, like, completely oblivious to any of this happening because she's in the middle of of being a friend. So that really got to, like, I don't know, Steven could tell you, I don't think I sat down for the entire time I was there. I was just moving, you know, following this little creature around the house, trying to keep her from trashing everything. And she was going for everything. But yeah, Tammy, I need you to, like...
But that's Tammy's chance to get out and socialize with her friends. True. And, you know, she just kind of deserves a little time out.
But I do things like today. She wants to go to brunch. Yeah. I don't have no problem with...
Shit.
I got the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can still record a podcast with a bunch of guys drinking beer and the baby is in the other room. I'm still a good dad, right? This isn't a bad
Well, you're not drinking beer, so let's get that out there now.
Tammy, I am sipping.
He's taking a sip.
I have a sparkling organic sip. This is a ginger blossom, a ginger, vanilla, and lime. It's quite refreshing. And a Mountain Dew.
You know, but as long as she's happy and she had a good time.
This is the rant
that's
section.
That's relation. Let me dial it back.
Yeah,
there. I was going to say that's relationship capital right there, but you want to. Okay.
This is my chance to be angry.
Steven is that guy who banks those points as often.
I'm not saying that at all. Oh, boy. Let's not go there. I have a bank account full of relationship capital, though.
Can we, I can edit this out if you say no after the question, but can we talk about your upcoming event?
Sure, of course.
Your nuptials?
Ooh, the nups. The nups. Ooh. Not the nips, but the nups.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited, yeah, of course. How can you not be excited?
Yeah.
Right? You were excited?
I was very, I still don't understand to this day, like, how people do those 2-year engagements and stuff like that. Like, the moment we got it, the moment I asked her to marry me and she said yes. It's like,
all right, okay, let's go.
Let's go do this tomorrow. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go knock it out.
Well, like, we've both been married before and you know, why wait at this point? You know, we've got 4 kids between us and I asked her to marry me in January. So
I'm waiting on Rich. I'm trying to, like, let's hit Vegas. Or not
she
Vegas.
She wants to do New Orleans. If it was up to me, we'd have been done it. She wants to do a big ceremony. Believe you me, like, it's not that I don't want a ceremony, but I also would have been happy with all of my friends that I like, Steven, Jared, Tom, Brandon, all of us, you know, get all the couples together. Let's just go to the Justice of the Peace, or let's even have just like a small wedding at a church.
Sure.
Just go profess our love for one another. Just, you know, reinvest within our relationship and then just go have a good day.
Yeah.
Like a nice meal, all of the people that we love, and then start our lives. We can plan tomorrow. Every day of the week, but you know, why keep putting it off to spend like $20,000, $30,000 on like a huge I don't personally need it, but she feels that she wants a big
ceremony.
She wants
the big to do. Yeah.
I'm not really worried about your wedding. I'm just saying, from now on, like, let's every 3 months have a bachelor party until, let's just keep doing it.
It's a novel idea.
I can get with that. A huge guys' night every quarter. Every quarter we have.
But ladies get the same opportunity. See, I'm fair.
I'm not against
that. I'm fair. Can you guess my ethnicity yet? Very fair.
No, but see, we're big on that.
I wouldn't attach fairness to your ethnicity.
That
would be one of the things.
That's another clue.
All right. I guess I've taken over the rant section. Were you actually ranting there?
You know what? Nothing has really... You know, something pissed me off, but it was something so minor that pissed me off that it really doesn't make any sense. Right? Okay. You guys don't give a fuck. I don't know if you guys give a fuck about fashion or not. or sneakers
have
or
you seen the way I dress? I mean,
or whatever. Right.
Another clue.
That salmon V-neck you had on yesterday was quite fetching.
Oh, boy. So,
I have a salmon V-neck. I love that shirt.
There you go.
Right. So nice. We went to the mall. Surprisingly, went to Journeys. Journeys had a new pair of NMDs that I wanted. I've been wanting these NMDs. The NMDs just came out on the 20th. They still had them in my size. If you don't know what that means, Adidas NMDs are a new branch of lifestyle shoe that Adidas created. NMD stands for nomadic. So they're super comfortable. They're great for walking around. It's everyday life. Anyway, they had the sneakers, but they didn't have them in my size. They had them in a half a size too big. So now my conundrum is, do I buy these shoes in a half a size too big, or do I just not get them? Long story short, ended up getting the shoes.
You got the shoes.
Yeah. I bought the shoes. So the main reason why I bought the shoes, reasons, one, because they're so hard to get. Like, you can't imagine how hard it is to get these sneakers. That's number one. Number two, right after I walked out the store, I immediately went online to the Goat app, StockX, OfferUp, Craigslist, like everywhere, and look at the going rate. And they're already going for three times the price. So I'm like, while I've never been one to necessarily resell shoes, I'm pissed off that they didn't have my size. But the amount of money that I paid for them, I can buy three more pair.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm probably going to flip the fuck out of these shoes. I've never been a shoe flipper.
I think this is a new career move for you.
But because they didn't have my size and I really want these shoes, I'm going to flip the fuck out of these shoes.
This could be a TV show.
Shoe flipper.
The shoes are $150, and the cheapest that they are online is $320.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I can't. It's tough for me to spend $80 on a pair of shoes because of my ethnicity.
I'm right there with you, though. Right? I shop at DSW. That's like my exclusive. Sorry Kicks. That's like my exclusive
shoe. I mean, I've been to DSW. I miss when she worked at DSW. I bought a pair of John Varvatos wingtip.
I've heard of that.
No idea what you're talking about.
Those are nice.
No, John Varvatos?
Those are nice. I know.
I bought some John Varvatos.
I go into
Varvatos
a store and
suede.
Buy a pair of shoes.
I bought John Varvatos suede wingtips with the limited edition with the purple liner. And the shoes were $420.
Ooh.
And I paid $26.
Holy
shout out to 420.
Shout out to 420.
Holy shit.
So I fucks with DSW.
Yeah. Did you get high in those shoes as well?
I cannot confirm or deny the level of highness that I got in those four
curiosity,
shoes.
Yeah.
All right, Steven. You're normally just a happy guy all the time.
Oh, really? Because I feel miserable sometimes.
What grinds your gear? What makes you miserable?
You know what really grinds his gears?
It really upsets me. No, I've got no rant. This was a good week. It's been a good 6 months. I've got nothing bad to say. That's annoying, isn't it?
It is annoying.
Do you live here in Texas?
Yeah, well, it's getting fucking hot outside.
Traffic
does. Because my regular rant is the fucking traffic.
Okay.
Freaking Mopac.
Yeah, but loop
one.
Nothing bad happened on the golf course.
The heat, like, it's a...
Do you really want to hear me rant about golf? People are going to fucking tune out quick. we already know what he is now. He's playing golf and ranting about it.
Me and Renee went out to eat last night.
And okay, I've got
this is how the fucker was parked.
Yeah, well, I've done that
up
before.
On the fucking curb.
I'm a dick because I've done that.
See?
I'm a dick who's done that. One rant is, have you guys been to, we went there a couple weeks ago. It was Culinary Dropout. Have y'all been there?
I fucking love Culinary Dropout.
Do you like it?
Their food is good.
I don't think the food's great. I think the food's terrible.
I didn't say the food was great. But it wasn't terrible. The food was good.
It's too loud. It's too loud. I'm old.
It's always loud.
Yeah, it's loud.
It's always way too fucking busy.
I just think it's overrated. I think it's a bit overrated. Listen, I'd go
there. I think
there
it is a little bit
time.
Overrated. You're right. And what also pissed me off about that place, most restaurants, if you go and they see that you're coming in with like your fiance, your wife, your significant other, you're in a serious relationship, they take that into consideration. These motherfuckers at Culinary Dropout sit me in a corner with Renee and six motherfucking runway models. Why the fuck would you do that? So the whole meal, I'm like...
Strategic seating.
I'm like trying to pay attention because I'm really into what she's saying. But you can't sit somebody next to six runway models and then just expect, like, you know what I mean? And then you have the type
Jared's
of...
Jared's not going to comment.
Yeah, I only see my wife. I didn't know other women.
That's the thing. I only see my soon-to-be wife.
Fuck both of y'all. And then you have the type... You're in a type of relationship where...
Yeah, you know.
Your wife, she might get upset.
Soon-to-be wife.
My fiance would cut me.
My...
Does that let you know what his ethnicity is?
Because she'll be okay. If I ever did do that, and I've never done it, but if I did, I've done other things that have upset her. If I do anything that would upset her, I won't know about it for at least 24 hours, typically.
Yeah.
It'll be at least several hours to a day later, and then I'll hear about it. Or I'll find out, or I'll notice some kind of body language or something, but she won't cut me. She'll probably kill me.
I hate having to figure it out. Why can't you just say it?
Just talk about it. Their level of logic is totally different.
Their level of logic.
But that's
is totally
how I am.
Different.
Like, if you do something to upset me, you're not gonna hear it because it's gonna take me a while. It's gonna take me a while to figure out if I
should be upset.
Like by the time I come to you, I have the airtight argument as to why. Like I've already had the conversation with you six times in my head.
So me too.
I've defeated all your logic.
The reason I do that is one, you want to gauge how upset you should be. You want to gauge how offended you are. But also, I've learned that with a woman. Your argument has to be like airtight. You can't go and be like, what you did upset me. Why did it upset you? How come were you upset?
What about it made you upset?
And then when they ask that fifth question in a row, like you're so gone that you're apologizing to them for you being upset.
It happens all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes. And you don't wonder where you are, and you're cold, and you're shivering, and you're like, I don't know how I got here.
It's like, I'm going to buy you a gift tomorrow.
Wasn't I the one who was upset? Yeah.
Did I have the problem?
You apologize, I'm going to buy you a gift tomorrow, and then you got to go running off with your tail between your legs and just sitting in the corner.
So it's not
cold.
Just me.
Yeah, no,
thank the Lord.
It's women.
And that's when you just go and you sit in the shower and you cry.
A hot shower.
Are you still in there? Yeah. I'm washing my back now.
Who are you texting in there? I'm just kidding.
That's why I got a waterproof phone. But anyway. All right. So let's see. Let's get into some actual topics. I still got the view like up on the screen, which I think is dope.
The view.
But we'll get
to that. So before we get to that one, it was a big one. And I've been wanting to do a topic on this for a while now. So I'm actually happy that Steven's on the panel today. Because it's some good feedback. I know this was your brainchild. This is actually something that you and I have been talking about for a while now. We wanted to try to bring it up with Steven. We touched on it minutely. Not with Steven, with Caesar. We touched on it minutely, but let's expand on this. So I don't know if you want to take it, you want to introduce it, Flynn?
All right. See, in my opinion,
yes.
Father's Day is the most bullshit holiday on the calendar. Nobody cares.
It's an afterthought. It's an afterthought.
Nobody cares about Father's Day. When you look at it in comparison, it really feels like somebody invented Mother's Day.
It's a consolation prize.
And then like a year or two later, they're like, oh shit, we forgot about Dad.
He's here too.
He's here too. All right, let's just, a month later, like just do it afterward. Throw something on the calendar for Dad. And so for me, like not having the real relationship with my dad, mm-hmm. I've never really celebrated Father's Day as a son.
So that's good background.
And then now, you know, I'm finally getting like Father's Day as dad, but I see like how
it's going to turn out.
So this year for Mother's Day, so the daycare, you know, does a little thing, you know. So this year for Mother's Day, they had Elise like put her handprints on a bunch of like paper, and they wrote like, so my wife got like two cards with like handprints and I love you, mommy. And she got a $5 like gift card to Starbucks.
Oh, last she year, gets random gifts from friends.
Random gifts from friends, text, all that good stuff. Last year for Father's Day, the daycare gave me a cardboard tie with like a 15-cent snack pack of M&M's rubber banded to the tie. And I was like, that was my gift. And then what my wife got me for Father's Day, and this is the other reason why I'm saying Father's Day is a bullshit holiday. Because as a dad, this was
crazy.
You're only ever going to either get stuff to fix the house with,
or fix you.
So last year, I'm not a fix the house guy. Like, you know, Steven's much better with his hands, paws, than I am.
Pause.
But, I got running shoes and a running shirt. So I got a
that's
message.
Not a
well, but you like to run.
I haven't run in like Tammy 2 years.
Okay, so think about it like this.
If he bought her
a pair of running shoes and workout clothes, what would it have been?
It would probably be an insult.
Yeah.
All right, so I want, as a person who I think has had the opportunity to celebrate Father's Day as a son and as a father.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay, I just hope this doesn't give away my ethnicity. I'm just kidding. That was a racist joke.
Yeah, he has a dad. That's clearly bullshit. That eliminates some groups right there. That's fucked up.
No.
You said it though.
Yeah, but yeah.
Damn, you know, it was a fucked up joke, but now think about it in hindsight.
It's worse.
He has a dad that he's directly in touch with who has been in his life, whereas both of the hosts of the show have two guys that are like MIA.
I know, that's, you guys have told me.
God damn it.
I ruined the surprise.
I guess it's not a stereotype if it's true.
Shit.
Well, anyway. I've known many lighter-skinned gentlemen who have dads who are absent.
Okay. Renee's parents were in her life. They're still married.
There you go. See?
So we're just the fuck up.
Shout out to Larry.
I don't think it's a racial thing, but that's just my opinion.
Is Father's Day a Father's thing you look Day? Forward to? Is it a happy thing?
I think
you?
Fathers don't get enough credit, period.
From day fucking one.
You see all the commercials on TV. It's all geared towards moms.
We're always going to be the lesser parent.
Anytime there's a diaper commercial, who's changing the baby? Mom.
Yeah. Well, that's if I can avoid it.
I've changed a lot of diapers in my life. But I mean, the expectation is that the moms are up late at night with the babies. But I mean, when I had kids, I was up at 3 a.m. changing diapers, feeding, rocking kids to sleep at, 7, 8 o'clock at night. I mean, I was full on into it because I wanted to be. See, I come from a household where my dad was out of touch.
I'm the guy that Steven is.
Yeah, you were.
Because I was raised by just women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So right,
that's a good point.
Having to see my grandmother, aunt, cousin, sister, everybody struggle, and the bullshit that they were put through by no good ass motherfuckers, for lack of a better word, I didn't want to use the N-word, but seeing that and being raised in that atmosphere is what made me want to not be that person. So I think that's why I always go the extra mile to alleviate more stress and burden and luggage from her. Yeah. You know what? I'm not saying that you can't do this, but let me go ahead and just bear this load for us within our relationship. So that way you can spread your wings and go ahead and do some other stuff that may interest you.
There you go.
Yeah, you were taught a good lesson. I mean, you were taught by a caretaker, so you've taken that on as your own personality now, which is great.
I spin it just a little bit. I think Tammy is the nurturing. She has that, like,
she's a complete caregiver. Yeah,
she has that caregiver thing about her. So when it comes to my take on it when we first came home was that, and especially when we first came home, because she was nursing and a lot of it was stuff I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. So it's like Tammy's job to take care of the baby. It's now my job to take care of her. Right? You know, she's got to devote all her time toward this child. Yeah. And some of the stuff I can't help with, but what I can do is now be the person who takes care of her.
To empower her and then reinforce her, make sure she's eating,
make sure she's bathing, make sure her needs are taken care of, because she's fully focused on taking care of the needs of someone else. So I didn't get as directly involved with Elise when she first came home as I hear you guys describing, but then my focus completely shifted on, I've got to get up in the morning.
So here's the upside and downside for her. The job that you were doing is entirely needed and entirely relevant, but it goes completely unnoticed.
Yeah.
Completely unnoticed.
Well, I don't know. Have you asked Tammy if it's unnoticed?
I think Tammy noticed it, but from the outside looking in, it's always, people,
What have you done for me lately?
It's a thankless job, right?
You're always the lesser parent.
But that's the way it is as a mom, too. It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got kids who are 8 and 7, and fiance's got kids who are about the same age, and being a mom or a dad or just a parent in general, it's a thankless job. Mm-hmm. The kids don't get it at this age, especially kids nowadays. But as far as a Father's Day being a bullshit holiday, I think it's good that we have something that recognizes us dads, right? Come on, right?
And what kind of gifts do
you see, that's my thing.
I don't care about the gifts.
I think it barely
Your mouth, Jared.
I think it barely recognizes fathers.
It feels like it's the runner-up, right? Because you got the Mother's Day in May. Second weekend of May is always Mother's Day.
The third Sunday in June
is always Father's Day. You know what kills it for me? Second place.
It's as soon as Father's Day comes around, my timelines on every social feed is inundated with all of the posts saying, I'm a single mother and I'm a father too.
So the fathers don't necessarily
get the credit. And I feel like a lot of people just do not understand the dynamic of a two-person household and what fathers actually bring to the table. Fathers, you know what I mean? I can look at Tammy and Jared and Elise. And Tammy will say, Elise, it's time for bed. You know, put up your toys, go to bed. And she'll turn around and look at Tammy and not do anything. And then Jared will say, Elise, it's time for bed. You know what I mean? And she'll get up and she'll put her toys away and she'll go to bed. So I feel like people underestimate the value of a man within a household, especially since for some reason, a lot of men feel like they just don't have to own up to their responsibilities. But that special amount of men that are doing it, I absolutely do think that they deserve that recognition, because you have no idea how much that presence, just that presence alone, is impacting these children and how mentally and emotionally, how they're fundamentally different than children who don't have that man in a household. So I think it should be taken more seriously than it is.
Is this part of your rant?
It should be a rant because I strongly feel about that. And coming from someone who did not have his father in his home, but had to have uncles and cousins and other people step up, and then having sort of to raise myself and learn on my own what it is to be a man, and having now the privilege to know fathers such as you and Jared, who are absolutely 100%+ involved in their children's lives and who take it to heart. I think that men like you deserve some accreditation. Like, you deserve that recognition, not just for a particular day, but for every day. And sometimes it feels bad that it's slighted and you get that, you know, sort of that second tier against the mother. I get it. But at the same time, it's like, you don't know what this child will go through without them being there. You know what I mean? I don't think people look at it to that extent.
Yeah, I'll play the Wrap It Up music on you.
I will say that moms out there, if there are any moms listening to this, there's probably a big eye roll going on right now. There's a big sigh and a big eye roll. Honestly, I don't care if people celebrate Father's Day around me or not. It's not a big deal to me.
I almost wish it would just...
I really don't care.
Get rid of it. I'd rather not have the day than have the half-assed day.
Here's the thing. I appreciate the appreciation and the thanks given to me by people that are close to me, but as far as needing it, I don't feel like I need it. It's not something I require or need to survive, you know?
Because you're a manly man, Steve.
But, you know, honestly, they're retail commercial holidays. That's the cynical part of
They're made up holidays.
They're made up holidays.
But I want better. If it's going to be a retail holiday, then don't get me something to clean the gutters with. Like,
to make you do more work.
Yeah, There's retail stuff that I want.
Your child grows and you guys, you know, continue to live in a home and you need to fix things, the practical shit is fucking awesome.
At the same time, you can't, for Mother's Day, get your wife some practical shit.
All right, if I get her like a pot.
I want for Father's Day, I want fucking drill bits. And there was something else, but I can't remember what it was.
But drill bits
would make me fucking happy.
But you enjoy that.
See, that's why I think I'm with Steven. I'm also weird.
Some drill bits.
See, personally, if you get me a motherfucking new cordless drill, a fucking impact drill where I can change my own rims on my car.
There you go.
A set of stands so I can hike the car up and change the oil myself. You give me some Molly anchors and some fucking drywall screws. And I can start hanging shit up around the house.
There you go.
I'm good. Because I can stop spending my own money buying it. I own it anyway. But I can stop spending my own money on it. But I feel like it's the principle.
It boils down to it's a thought that counts. Yeah. Right.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's a double standard. Because you can't thought that counts with the woman. You can't.
Yeah, it depends on the woman.
It's like, you
know. Depends on the woman.
People know what I like. I don't want.
If you know your fiance right now loves to run, loves to exercise.
She hates exercise and running.
But, okay, so, for instance, if you knew she loves to run, right?
But by the way, she's in fantastic shape.
And you came home today and you gave her some sweatpants, a sports bra, a box of granola bars.
If she liked to run.
And some energy drink, what would she say?
If she liked to run?
Even if she loved exercising, what would she say?
If she liked to run, she'd say, oh, this is very thoughtful and probably give me a hug and a kiss. Honestly, that's the way she
and
is.
Then, she's, 24 she's hours low later.
Low maintenance, though.
And then 24 she's hours later, what would it be?
I think she'd be happy. She comes from a background where she didn't have a lot growing up. And I think anytime she gets any kind of gift, she's very appreciative of it. I'm not kidding. That's just the way she is.
Man, I just need somebody to be on my side, man. Like,
Steven is that guy.
I'm just saying, like, everybody knows what I like. I like
my fiance loves to be healthy. She absolutely loves to eat healthy, be healthy. She loves to exercise.
That's the way mine is too.
But if I come home and say, here's this healthy thing, what are you trying to tell me?
Well, that's why when it comes to Mother's Day, I got her a necklace last year and earrings this year.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't go wrong with jewelry.
Why don't I get like vape gear for Father's Day or a new video game or something like, or a TV? I don't know. Everybody knows what I like.
I think the key is finding what
Street Fighter 2,
Ultra
Street Fighter 2 for Nintendo Switch,
or you
just
could, you could buy me a new microphone,
my fiance would
or some
buy
headphones.
Just play that in the background.
A new mixer.
Here's the thing: it's not a competition either. If you make it a competition, you're never gonna be happy.
I would.
That could be a topic.
I want it to go away. I just don't want it. I feel like it's a. I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather nothing than like the half-ass thing that we get. Like
is
I got.
Is that a loaded statement? You feel like you've been half-assed?
I got a 15-cent bag of. I got the snacks. Like that means that you didn't even buy that bag for me.
Who gave
you bought
that to
a
you?
Larger bag of snack size right, M&M's.
So, hang on, your wife gave that to you?
So, last Father's Day, Jared got a family pack of M&M's. He got his share.
No, I got one of the mini packs in the family pack of M&M's.
And a cardboard cutout tie.
Yeah. Which is making fun of the bad gifts the dads get, because you always get crappy ass ties.
Running gear from his wife, because she wanted him to get out there and lose some weight.
But Jared likes to run too. I mean, honestly,
Jared,
if I was
likes,
stuck for ideas,
Tammy likes to run.
Jared's competitive.
I see you posting selfies of yourself running.
But see, once again, here goes the double standard. Tammy likes to run, and Tammy's in the gym and running more than Jared is.
Yeah.
But you know that Jared likes to run.
I do.
Come Mother's Day and Father's Day, do you get Tammy some running and exercise shit?
I didn't get Tammy shit.
But I'm saying, as a spouse,
I'll give it to Tammy. Oh, if I bought Tammy a treadmill, I would have to go. I couldn't get her like a sports bra. I'd have to go buy like a $2,000.
That's different. That's treadmill, a whole ass motherfucking treadmill.
No, here's the thing: if that's what she wanted, and it saved money on gym memberships, then I think she'd be appreciative of it. That'd be a great.
Here's the difference: my fiance.
I'm practical.
My fiance bought Tammy a Mother's Day gift.
Okay.
And she got Tammy. Sports bra and some running pants. And Tammy was like, oh my god, this is so amazing, I love this.
Right.
Do you think that would have been the response
Jared?
Well, exactly.
But that's the thing. It's a female friend to a female friend versus husband to wife.
But this is what I'm saying. Husband to wife, they both know that they're into running and getting in shape.
Yeah.
The wife got the husband a pair of sneakers and running gear, and it should be accepted. The husband cannot do the same thing for the wife.
Yeah, right. Honestly, dude, stick to jewelry.
Why the double standard?
It's a bullshit holiday. I'm losing this argument. Let's go on to something more.
Because you never win, and you just make her happy.
So,
so
double standards
life
brings
short,
us...
Life short.
Happy wife, happy life.
Double standards
brings us... I hate that
us,
saying. That's a fucking rant right there.
But it's true
but
as hell.
It's true.
I fucking hate
it's
it.
It's true.
It's an unspoken law, maybe.
Sounds weird.
Yeah,
I like to talk
it's
about
true,
it.
And I'm not even married yet, and I've learned...
If your significant other is not happy...
I've learned the
you
benefits
are not gonna be
of
happy.
The shut the fuck up. Like, I've learned to shut... You have to pick your battles, and as the man in that relationship, when you're picking your battles, there are very few battles that you can actually fucking pick. And
it's
fewer,
limited battlefields.
It's fewer that you can even win. And once you finally get to one when you can win it,
hey, yo, let me tell you.
Ooh. All
right, let me tell you the reason why
it's like
I don't
a baseball
have,
batting average.
The reason why I don't have like crazy rants these days is because we're doing the counseling.
That's important.
And the counselor has had my back. Like I'm not going. I expected to walk in there and get my ass handed to me every session.
Right.
But so far, like it hasn't been a your husband's fucked up. You need to do this. It's been more of a well, do you think right. you handled that the right way? Like, I've actually gotten some support from this counseling thing. So I'm in a good place right now because I'm
counseling helps.
I'm yeah. not being looked at as the asshole that
you want to know about. My rants that. Have been lacking. I don't want to have another conversation when I go home. That's why I haven't been ranting, because we actually had an argument while we were sitting here.
Yeah.
And then ran about it because I don't want to have to talk about it again. She's probably going to listen to this episode, but then again, this episode is going to be after the fact. But she might not hear this episode until we go on vacation, which is what we're arguing about anyway. Okay. So therefore, that will fuck up my vacation. You see, sleeping alone.
I'm telling you, man. Like I wholeheartedly. Could we talk about like mental health and like Black people not acknowledging mental health or that people need help? I am a proponent for counseling of any kind, and especially in relationships. Even when we went to counselors that I didn't think were good, it was our fight night. Like, we knew we had a referee, right. and we knew we were on neutral territory, right. and we would hold that stuff, and we'd go there and let it out without it turning into what it would have turned into had we tried to do it at home, just the two of us.
Exactly.
You leave a counseling session feeling that there's a weight lifted off your shoulders.
We would leave. We would battle it out in counseling and then go see a movie because we were all of a sudden like, we felt better now.
Sure.
Yeah, we went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 yesterday because we went through counseling and we left counseling like, you know, you're not that bad of a person. Let's go hang out. Let's go do
that's
something.
So true.
Renee and I were going to go to the movies yesterday and. We're that couple.
Yesterday. There's no ER.
We're that couple. Like, I want to see movies on release date. So release dates are always Fridays. So I always go to the early release every Thursday. So we're in the car yesterday and we're like, what's out? And we realized we've seen every movie worth seeing. So we can't go to the movies again until next week when Wonder Woman comes out.
Well, fuck you and you're seeing all the movies all the damn time.
I mean, you guys got a kid. So it's a different situation. It's a different dynamic. But I make it a point every Thursday to go see the release because that's something I've always loved doing ever since New York.
I got
to
watch movies pile up. Was that? You on another one? You can say it on the thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know if you like that.
He drinks beer,
I'm drinking one right now and I'm actually drinking that too. So it's
That's carbonated water.
So that's the other thing. Quick rant. I hate the fact that once you're in a relationship, if there's something remotely...
Good stuff.
If there's anything remotely that your spouse wants to see, you can't fucking watch it by yourself. You know how many fucking movies are piled up?
I'm going to stop you right there, Rick. It is about established, and I'm a hard ass. And this is why I think a lot of people, like a lot of Tammy's friends, I think almost look at her like I have to be the person to give her affection and comfort because Jared is the meanest son of a bitch I ever met. Mm-hmm. But it's just... I established certain things from day one. Like, this is me. Tammy knows if she wants to go see that new 50 Shades of Grey movie, don't ask me.
That's hot.
Because I'm not going.
Oh, see. You can go. So, first of all, we're in two different pages right now. Hey. Let's get this straight. Number one, before you finish. Number one, I was not going to see motherfucking 50 Shades of Grey.
Right,
she saw it by her goddamn self.
Right. Ooh, she went by herself.
What I'm speaking of...
is being able to go enjoy something by yourself.
What I'm speaking of, if it's a movie that we both want to see, if I know I really want to see Jason Bourne, and I know she really wants to see Jason Bourne, but she doesn't have the time to see it yet, and I go see it by myself, that's a fight. I'm not talking about...
That is a fight, though.
Yeah, I'm not talking about just...
It's a fight.
...a Richard movie or just a Renee movie.
It's a fight if the precedent hasn't been set. When I wanted to see the James Baldwin movie, I knew I wanted to see it on the day it came out, and it was playing next to my job.
But did you tell her you saw it?
Yeah. I told her I saw it. You know, the one time we got into a fight is because I hid the fact that I was going to do it. When her brother was in town and they wanted to see... The Hunger Games or whatever movie was out, and
whatever white movie that was,
and I wanted to see. I am, but I'm my mother's child, and I'm setting it up. I wanted to see Straight Outta Compton, and she gave me the phone like buy the tickets, and I'm like, oh, it's playing at the same time. Two tickets for Hunger Games, one ticket for Straight Outta Compton.
I remember that.
And had I set it up front, like, y'all can go see Hunger Games. I don't want to see that. I'm going to go see something else. Yeah. I know you want to see Straight Outta Compton, but you can choose which one you want to go see right now because I'm going to go see that one. then it might not have been an issue. It was the fact that I waited till we got to the theater and I was like, here are your tickets, here's my ticket.
I don't have the cojones for that one.
I don't think I could have done it. Catch me outside.
You know?
If you talk about going to see a movie with your significant other, whether that's a lady or a man, I don't know what you do in your spare time, Jared. You gotta wait till that person's available to see the movie. I don't think you can do it by yourself.
You can.
It's a commitment thing. You're with the person, you both have an interest. You both have to go.
So that's where it comes into play with me because I feel like it is a commitment thing and you should wait for that person. However, when it gets to the point where they start stacking up and you have like several movies like waiting in the queue, and now I'm sitting here and I can't watch it. I saw motherfucking Jason Bourne by my motherfucking self at the theater. And watched it again.
I guess the question or the test is, if she did that on the opposite side and she did it against something that you wanted to see, would you be upset about it?
Depends on the movie.
See, there you go. It's a double standard right there.
That's what I'm saying, but I feel like it depends on the movie.
If she goes to see a movie that you wanted to see and she saw it without you, you'd be a little hurt. If she sees a movie
that I wanted to see, but it was more so on her side of the... Perfect example. I wanted to see... what was that movie? It was a girly flick, but I really wanted to see it.
Yeah.
She saw it without me when she went with her homegirls. They had a girls trip to Puerto Rico. She saw it without me. It bothered me, but I was like, yeah, you know what? Well, it doesn't matter.
It's not a trip. That's a different circumstance. You know what I mean? Sure.
If you go see something like Civil War or John Wick or like Iron Man or Transformers, and you saw that without me, who the fuck did you go see that with? Who the fuck was sitting next to you in the motherfucking movie theater?
That would be weird to you. Yeah,
going, weird doing to you. The motherfucking play-by-play.
To me, the big issue is if there's something I want to do and she wants to do it too, and when she's trying to do it,
let's make it a priority.
If I'm not also making it a priority, if the reason I'm not available to see it is because I'm just dragging my feet and being an asshole,
I should be able to go see that.
And she goes to see it by herself, then I can't get mad.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm actively trying to do it with her and just the timing isn't working out or something like that, then that's something different.
Just make it a priority. Make her a priority.
There's stuff that I absolutely want
to
see.
But I also have to make myself a priority.
Did the ladies plant me in this room today? I think they did. So there's stuff that I actively want to see.
Can you turn around? I need to see if you have a chip.
I actively want to see that I know she actively wanted to see, but I'm making a priority and she's not. So therefore, am I in a wrong for seeing it by myself?
I don't think so.
So this is your thing.
It's a gray area.
This is your thing.
It's a 50 Shades of Gray.
So that's what I've actively been doing. And it's some stuff that's been like, a month in, we've been talking about it for a month. Like, we want to go see this movie.
Well, here,
and you know who I am about my shit. Like, I want to see it. If we're at the point where we're a month in and you're not making a concerted effort, but you know I want to see it because now part two is coming out and we definitely can't see part two without part one.
Thing.
I'm going to watch it.
Well, here's the thing. Nowadays, movies come out on, like, you know, Netflix and whatever the medium is
a month or two later.
So if you're a month in and you still haven't seen it, guess what? You're probably going to be able to download
this is the
it.
Thing.
You can watch it at home, and
that's
less
what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about our Netflix and our Hulu list.
I will put it out there. If right now we're into Breaking Bad, we've never seen it. We're on season four, so this is. I mean, I know it's like fucking 4 years old, right? We just got into it.
If she watched an episode without me,
I'd be slightly hurt.
You're lying.
I'd be slightly hurt if she watched an episode without me.
Slightly hurt.
And I think she would too. But you know what? This is first world fucking problems. This is first world problems.
It's really not an issue. But I would be a little hurt,
and she would be hurt too. It's just one of those things you share together. That's what it's all about.
It is some shit that only
isn't it amazing?
You want to share it with the person that you love.
But isn't it amazing that a person of his ethnicity is the one to be like, these are not real problems?
This is a bullshit problem. She's done that to me. But if your significant other wants to share something with you, then you probably should wait and share it with them.
Right. So hold on. Before we go forward, I'm a pause.
Am I a big pussy for saying all this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm a pause. Accepted. So that we can call this episode one, and we're gonna continue the conversation. All right. So we took a break right there for part one of our episode with Steven. Plenty more to come. So stay tuned. Be the light as always. Peace.